Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Let me mute that. Oops.
Nice, Sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday. I feel like the four of us are certainly in a decent frame of mind. So that's good news, and I hope that you are too. It's I was saying this morning, I was on Instagram, just like, you know, not that this is a fully set routine yet, but we're getting there. Like it's, you know, I think the weirdest thing about working from home is suddenly home feels like work. It's a weird thing how sort of invasive it can be if you're working from home for the first time, as Vinny and I are, as we're all sort of experiencing this new thing. It's a weird, like, in some ways you feel like there's no place to get away from work. So if that's your new normal, you know, we'll get there. Things will settle down and we'll get it all figured out.
Well,
right now,
under normal circumstances, I feel like I need the energy of the city. Just seeing the skyline as I'm driving into the city,
awesome.
It gives me an adrenaline shot. Still to this day, after all these years, I find myself seeing the skyline and going, yeah, let's go.
Let's go rock this joint.
That said, this is wonderful. I actually like it. As far as like mixing of work and home, it is what it is. And I, you know, yes, I agree. It'd be nice to, after we're done here, to go for a surf or go do anything really. But it's still pretty, I like it. Should I not?
No, it's great. I'm really glad you do. I like getting an extra hour of sleep.
That's what I mean.
That's amazing. It's more like I feel like I'm super, you know, I used to drive home and my life here was less about work than it has been. But I know that that's because we're just getting everything all set up and figuring out how.
Let me ask you this.
Work.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any percentage of less of Sunday night anxiety because of your working from home, or
Absolutely.
Was it the same?
Nope. I actually got a pretty good night's sleep last night, and I think the reason why was because normally that's our night. We don't sleep, and you're kind of, your whole day is sort of focused toward getting ready to get the routine going again. And no, I stayed up. I was up till like 9:30. I'm like, I'll go to bed when I'm tired.
Right.
You know, it was because, I mean, you roll out of bed and you walk out, you grab your coffee and you walk into the next room. It's very, I almost feel, I have a lot of guilt attached to it too.
Absolutely.
That it's so easy. Like, I mean, especially knowing what some people are going through, I'm like, I feel guilty about it.
Well, right, when you
go ahead.
Well, and if you go through a grocery store and you see all these people who are there at work and putting themselves at risk,
yeah.
I absolutely feel even more guilty where I'm like, man, these guys are heroes, because some of the stuff I've had to go get is just a necessity. Like, I've had to go get kale. That's one of the staples of this kid's diet, and it does not stay fresh. You've got to keep going and getting new kale.
Yeah,
so
that's what gets guilty.
Right. So that's I've had to go to the grocery store a couple times to get fresh fish and fresh kale, and they're there and they're working and they're cool. And I've made sure each time that I'm getting stuff, like, hey, thanks for being here. And I know you need the money, but I also know you are at risk. So thank
right.
you.
No, I mean, for sure, that those are the people who are probably having, next to healthcare workers, having the most interpersonal interactions. I mean, you're only 3 feet away from that person when they're ringing you up at the grocery store.
Right.
So they're touching definitely all the stuff that you've been touching. So hopefully you're not sick. And
That's I think that's where some of the guilt comes from, is in definitely my opinion, is just like, dang, luckily we can shelter in place.
All right. Hit that sounder.
The Radio Alice Report.
Get up to date.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Okay, so I'll begin with our California weekend as our political leaders have spoken. Bad job, California. We all laughed as we saw the kids in Florida. Maybe not laughed. Maybe the
shook our heads.
Yeah, maybe we rang the bell and yelled shame is probably more like it. But as all the kids partied for spring break in Florida, we were shame. We're like, what is wrong with these people? And of course, the news crews get down there and the kids are like, I'm going to party. I don't care. I'm, you know, and you go, mm-hmm. Oh boy, I think I might've been that kid too. So there's that.
Well, but we were all idiot kids at one point, you know?
Sure. And
you look back and, you know, after you brought that home to grandpa and mm-hmm. feel well, a little worse about it.
That's it. So, here locally in California here, crowds descended on California beaches, hiking trails, and parks over the weekend in open defiance of state orders to shelter in place and avoid close contact with others. We have view of a trail here near my house, and we absolutely watched a full-on standoff as one group came face-to-face with another, and they're all looking at each other like, what do we do? I think I walked away before they figured it out. I think they just, and as they should, turned and went the other way. I don't know what you do. You're not supposed to pass people at such a close. I mean, these trails are basically 2 feet wide.
Yeah, there's right. So there's no, unless you're saying, okay, we're going to go one at a time past your group and we're going to hold our breath. You guys hold your breath. I mean, honestly, you just sort of have to turn around. You know, when I hear about these groups that are together, there are groups that are, they say they're self-isolating, but what they're really doing is still seeing the same people that they've got a group of people that they're still seeing. And they're, you know, maybe it's neighbors. God damn it. I can't turn my computer sound off. I'm so sorry, you guys.
Things That's all right.
They might be neighbors. They might be friends who are like, the hell with it. We've all been around each other. We're going to continue to be around each other. Maybe they're isolated from everybody else, but I don't know that that's really in the spirit of what this is supposed to be, you guys.
Well, here in California, it does appear people aren't quite with the program yet in terms of staying in the house. And while there have been mixed messages that you can go out for a walk, if you go to a popular walking destination, you will find yourselves caught up with a bunch of people.
Right.
And that is not the spirit of the order, which is you're supposed to be avoiding groups, not going right to them.
Staying away from other people.
A scientist who came up with the strategy that helped stop the spread of Ebola in West Africa in 2014 says the fastest and even only way to contain coronavirus in the United States would be a 5-week national lockdown.
And as you mentioned this morning, ours has not even begun yet.
Well,
I mean, in California, we think we've been in for a week. We basically haven't because everyone's not doing it.
Right, exactly right. So right now, not enough states are in lockdown. People aren't taking social distancing seriously enough. And so according to this doctor, and it's pretty easy math, the virus will just continue to spread
right
until we get into that lockdown. So that's this guy, Yanir Bar Yam, is a physicist, a pandemic expert, and helped stop the spread of Ebola. And he's just saying this is the way it's got to be done, a 5-week national lockdown. That includes closing schools, movie theaters, bars. That's all a good start, but it also means not going to the beach and hanging out, not coming up against groups of people on trails. So we'll see.
Have you seen the National Guard driving around?
No.
No, I haven't.
Tons of Hummers. Just
oh, boy.
Full of, you know, they're all geared up, wearing the hat, the helmets.
Jesus.
And the vests and the guns. It looks very serious.
Yeah. You know, and actually, I was about to say, if you need to get out of the house, like going for a drive is actually not. I mean, the problem is that then you arrive somewhere and you want to get out. Like it's, you know, we found ourselves on the rare occasion that we left the house to go drive somewhere to get something or what have you, just staying in the car for it, just driving around and sort of, and oh my God, I'm not talking to you. Oh, sorry. It's so just, I swear to God, everything's on this morning. I don't know how to turn it all off. All right. So anyway, back to you.
You were in the middle of a thought.
I can't even remember what it was. Something about driving around and don't get out of your car.
Right.
Oh my all God. Right. And then like, you know, Alec Trebek is talking to me in the air.
Is that the voice?
Yeah.
I mean, of your device?
That was. Could you hear it?
No. Well, I heard the noise and then I heard you stop talking, but I didn't hear that it was Alex Trebek. No.
Well, no. We call it Alex Trebek so that we don't say its name.
Oh, I see. Okay. I thought you'd put his voice to the unit and that's why you're calling it that. Okay.
No, sorry.
Anyway, back to some of the ways that this has improved lives.
Oh, all right.
There are families that are enjoying getting away from their hectic schedules. This is a true order to shelter in place. So it's one of those things where if you're doing it correctly, then there's a little less guilt related to it, I would think, because you're supposed to be doing that. And you find yourself getting to hang with your kids.
Right.
And, you know, some of that is pretty cool. And I agree.
I love you.
There's also a lot of people now finding new ways to connect. We talked about last week about Michael Franti doing shows almost nightly.
Yeah.
Matt Nathanson doing shows. Scott Capurro is doing live comedy through his Instagram.
Right.
And this is becoming the new way. There are yoga classes happening online so that people can, you know, get their yoga from home. There's lots of classes taking place. I could even see you doing a tutorial, Sarah, on like how to make these masks.
You know, and maybe I will. I mean, I'm at that point. I'm so bored. I'm like, let's do this thing.
There's a surprise that while we are all separately locked down, the one decent thing, well, there's more than one decent thing. I don't want to be negative about the internet, but here's how we're connected via our computers. And it's a way for everyone to still feel connected to the world while being stuck in your house. So look around, you'll find all kinds of, and I mentioned this the other day, Zoom is like this, I guess it's like Skype. I don't know. Oh,
we used it on Friday night. We met up with a bunch of friends on Zoom. It's super annoying, and yet we were on there for 2 hours.
Is that right? Tell me. So you guys, what, did cocktail hour?
We did. We all were sitting
around. Christina did that too.
Yeah. And frankly, it was... I was like, oh, God, because I got the invite. And I'm like, all right, we'll try and do it. And we, you know, figured out how to get it up on our devices. And we did the whole thing. And we tried to play. We wound up reduced to playing a game where we would, like, poke the edge of something into the camera's range, like a ballpoint pen, or, you know, like your middle finger is like coming into the screen, and whoever could guess it first would win the non-prize that is available. I mean, it got really stupid, but I'm seeing some things where people have stuff like on their head and they have to draw it real quick. Like there's all these cool games. I'm barely able to use Zoom, but yeah, it was. Did she like it too? Did your wife like it? Or
I don't think she used Zoom, but she did a virtual cocktail hour. Her and her two or three best friends poured glasses of wine. She went into another room, and the three of them or four of them had drinks and chatted.
Right.
And they did that over some video conferencing tool. I don't know which one.
Well,
they
she
used.
Would know. She'd actually, maybe I'll call her later and she can tell me what video conferencing thing to use, because look, I'm sure Zoom is great. I just was, I just don't want to hang out online like that, I guess. Maybe that's my problem. I'm actually antisocial.
Well, you're going to find yourself
desperate for ways to connect with other people.
Yeah, I think so. I think that we look, humans are social beings. Mm-hmm. And so while we want the people who went to the beach this weekend to understand that you're not doing anybody any favors, and we want this thing to go away, so it's best if we do shelter in place.
Right.
But the fact that we're social, it's hard for people.
Yes, very, very. And harder for some than for others. Some people are really taken to this like a fish to water, and other people are lonely.
Yeah.
They're really bummed out about it.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's one of the good things that have come out of this, is it does seem like not only are families enjoying the time together, but people are gathering via internet and other conferencing tools in order to stay connected and have a night. You know, I mean, we did on, so that was Friday night, you said, Sarah?
Yes.
On Saturday night, once we got the kids to bed, we had a little date.
Oh.
And we put, the missus lit some candles and we had a little dinner.
Oh my God, how sweet.
And, well, I mean, it's...
Oh yeah, tell me more. Was it that kind of date?
It did end up in that place. Yes, we're a married couple, so...
Victory.
There were...
Winning, duh.
Are you reading my mind right now? Is that where you got that victory from?
I know you so well.
Oh my God, I so was. Yes, victory is yeah. Exactly how I viewed that evening. It went well.
Oh, good.
For me, I mean, she said it went well for her, but having known you as long as I do, I have trouble believing that.
Yeah, it's not true. She was glad though that it was over. So.
She was happy you were happy.
Yeah, she was doing what she needed to do to keep you happy.
Oh, Jeez. God.
John had a little victory on Saturday as well. So, I'm well-versed in victory.
Gosh, do I hate that that's not fun for you, but okay.
It's totally fun. Are you kidding me? I can't think of anything I'd rather do than make you happy. All right.
Check this off my list.
Yep.
Oh.
Cross that off the to-do list. Put it back on for next week.
I don't like that it's that way for you, though. I just wish there was a way that it could be equally. Never mind. Yeah. I don't know why I'm saying this. I'm just wasting my breath. Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We still get texts. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free. Let's see here. We had a happy hour. We had a two-hour happy hour on Saturday night. Including a dance party with girlfriends. So good.
We should do a dance party. That would be great.
We used 8x8 versus Zoom. Worked perfectly.
8x8?
I don't know what 8x8 is, but there's example.
There's got to be some kind of rating system for these. Believe me, one of them is going to emerge the victor at the end of all this, because everyone's going to be using it like that's the one. You know, forget this one. Use this one.
OMG, my husband took me out for like a 20-minute drive in my city, had to go out, was getting anxious and never get anxious. He's an ER nurse, and that too is worrisome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we've mentioned this before, and I don't want to get too, you know, heavy about everything, but you do have to look after your mental resilience, and you do have to put some effort into making sure that you're okay. And I know that, my wife had some seriously sleepless nights and was having some anxiety as well. And it turned out she was like, I think I'm getting it. And it turned out I think it was anxiety, you know,
the stress is a real thing. And I think if you feel like you might've come in contact with it in some way, shape or form, which a lot of us do, your every little hiccupy breath or every little tickle or every sneeze, you start, and it just piles on, and you're just so sure you've got it. And then you start wishing you'd just get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me just get this and get it over with.
I had found, and I sort of moved on from it because I don't want every single thing we talk about today to be coronavirus, but I had found an article that was like, right now during cold and flu season, We've got those two things. Plus, as we head into spring, we've got allergies. And then, so there was an article that sort of broke down what the symptoms are for each. So maybe you can identify, self-identify what you're suffering from. Maybe I should have pulled that. I'll go find that.
Yeah, send it to Bryn. He'll put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay, sounds good. 925 says, my husband's golf course closed, but is still allowing members to use the course. There were huge groups of people who played over the weekend. Hard to believe that they're all complying with the rules. Seems that some people won't get the message until someone gets sick and dies.
Right.
Infuriating.
It is. And just, I mean, just the thing you said this morning, again, not to beat a dead horse, but our 5 weeks hasn't even started yet, you guys. Like, this is, they're saying the whole country needs to go on lockdown for 5 weeks. And we're barely doing it in California. Our 1 week or possibly 2 weeks, if you were ahead of the curve, we haven't even started.
Oh, look at this. Hey, Ben, kale is a huge part of my diet as well. And I grow it in my garden. It doesn't take much room.
Oh,
I hadn't even thought of that. But you know what? We will going forward.
You guys should do that. Mm-hmm. Why not? Right.
Well,
I live in California, grow the stuff.
So, yeah, we'll do that. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Something that has nothing to do with Corona.
All right.
Woo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.